Please be aware, the following material may not be suitable for younger audiences. Listener discretion advised.
Chakra Resort, and thank you, Rumi Jr., for that ear-tingling rendition of the wedding march.
Follow me on your socials at Rumi_4_improvement for all your spiritual needs.
Marriage is arguably a very natural condition. And not only in human society, many species find a partner or mate for life, as it's known. In fact, at this very resort, we had two swans who had bonded. They were inseparable, just like those towels we have here, folded into swans, cuddling in the shape of a heart. So in love.
Aww.
Last year, one of the swans was killed by a resort guest who cannonballed onto it, thinking it was an inflatable pool float.
Oh my god.
The other swan was so heartbroken that it swam out to sea where it was eaten by seals, no longer having the will to live without his partner.
Oh my god.
Wow, this got dark.
I didn't get a towel swan.
Life is communal, and marriage is the manifestation of a human instinct of togetherness. It's about supporting one another. It's not always even. Marriage is supposed to give each member of the union an advantage along the way.
Love you.
Love you too.
As the officiant, I had the pleasure of speaking with the bride and groom before the ceremony and getting to know a little bit about each of them and how they found each other. Here we have Alina Lunara Johnson. Alina is clearly a kind and giving person. She discovered her love for yoga when she lived in India while volunteering for a non-profit to help single mothers. After graduating from Berkeley with a degree in cultural anthropology, Alina decided to share a spiritual practice with the world when she started sharing her yoga videos on TikTok during the pandemic. Since then, her love for movement and gratitude has reached millions of followers all over the world.
She's so impressive.
And she's beautiful.
And Donald Bruce Godwin, a former payroll accountant who developed scoliosis as a result of his sedentary lifestyle.
Wow. Really, man?
Donald met the beautiful Alina when he decided to try yoga to fix his malformed spine. As Alina grew her yoga series on TikTok, Donald stood in the shadows on filming her and making sure her books were in order. A perfect match. Donald has been exploring his own spirituality and has very recently discovered mysticism.
That's a cry for help.
What's mysticism?
And with that, do you, Alina Lunara Johnson, take Donald Bruce Godwin as your husband?
Sorry to interrupt. I'm going by the name Erewhon now.
Like the overpriced grocery store?
No, it's nowhere backwards. I came up with the name independent of the grocery store.
Really? I find that hard to believe.
Can you not do this now, Donald?
Is it your legal name?
It's my spiritual name.
Donald Bruce Godwin, do you take Alina as your lawfully wedded wife?
I do.
Alina?
I do.
You may now kiss the bride.
That was a close one.
Oh, thank goodness.
I thought she was going to say no.
We did it. We're finally married. Can you believe it?
It is crazy. I mean, so much has changed since we met.
Yeah, like your sudden name change? Why did you do that?
Congratulations.
Uncle Merv, thank you for coming.
I feel a little out of body, to be honest.
And your face is bright red.
Thank you. Hey, nice to see you. I went into the sweat lodge right before this. I think I was in there a little too long.
I hope we'll be able to color correct the photos.
Congratulations.
Hey, there he is. So glad you could make it. Thanks again for including my mysticism into the festivities. Your support means so much to me.
Of course, babe. I mean, this resort you picked is gorgeous. I love the hot springs and the meditation sessions. I'm just a little nervous this stuff is going to take over the reception. Like right now at the altar? Erwan.
No. I promised you I wouldn't. I'm sorry for that. I just got stage fright. And right before I walked down the aisle, my mystical coach, Rumi Jr., told me I should start going by a name I chose for myself.
He named himself Rumi Jr.?
I'll workshop it.
I like Donald.
I like you.
Alina. Donald! Oh, what? Oh, no!
One sec, Yoto. I said no hors d'oeuvres for the guests until they make an offering to the tree!
Over.
Sorry about that. Ugh, where were we?
Namaste.
I'm Janine, the wedding coordinator here at the Ajagra Resort.
So, we are still on schedule. I was a little worried there for a sec when you made the huge scene at the altar, but yeah, that only took like 20 seconds. Although it felt like hours. Am I right? Oh, I cracked myself up. Don't pay attention to me. Anyway, go powder your faces. And you might need an ice bath or something, Ronald. Oh, it's so bad.
It's, Donald. I mean...
Oh, that's right. You want to be called Traitor Ralphs or whatever?
No, never mind. Alina, I have to go.
I love you. Go cool down or freshen up. I'll see you at the sweetheart table. Husband.
Okay. I love you too.
Woo! He's redder than a lobster with rosacea. Okay. Let's take a look at my schedule here. All right. Okay. Ceremony? Check. We will do the sound bath momentarily here in the rotunda while the guests make their way to the ballroom, you know, to cleanse our souls before we party. Okay.
I'm not sure how my grandpa is going to react to the ceremonial sound bath. He has PTSD. The vibrations might trigger him.
Don't worry, it's therapeutic. They use sound baths on serial killers. It'll be great.
Okay, now follow me to the ballroom. Right this way.
What's that? Why, the sons of bitches. Fire in the hole!
Grandpa!
No.
We got a runner. I repeat, we got a runner. Over.
Get away from me, you stinking hippie.
He's pretty fast, even with the cane.
Get back!
Ah. Oh, now he's swinging it. Oh, watch out!
What the? Don't do that. Get your hands off me. I told you, leave me alone.
Oh, my God.
I'm a veteran.
Well, looks like that's all taken care of now. Everyone, please take your seats in the ballroom. Come on in. Please, take your seats. Right this way. Here's your sweetheart, table sweetheart.
Will someone get Donald?
Of course. Any eyes on Hot Cheeto? I repeat, any eyes on Hot Cheeto? Over. Alina, just have some champagne and enjoy this speech. I'll be back.
But Donald needs to be here.
What do you mean nobody sees him? He's practically a walking neon sign. Just follow the heat emitting from his face. Keep looking. Oh.
Shh.
Hello, everyone. I'm Rumi Jr., and I'm Donald's guru and new best friend. We met about 3 months ago, one fateful afternoon in the sauna at LA Fitness. I have to say, it's such an honor to be here today.
Psst. Hey, Rumi Jr.
Huh?
We lost Donald. Can we wait until we find him to make the speech?
As Donald's mystic mentor, I'm confident he'll be able to heed the speech from wherever he is. I will begin my speech directly from the greater spirits, or gods as some might call them, so I can't make them wet.
Jesus.
I don't have a direct line to him, no. But Mother Earth and Buddha have responded to my summons before.
What?
Let me begin. Sometimes this takes a few minutes. La le la le la wa we wa. Wow, this has never happened to me before. Let me try one more thing. Na se henya ba ba bi ba 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 yagilaka. Clearly, the universe is trying to tell me to say my speech from the heart. So what can I say about my best friends, Donald and, what's your name again?
I'm going to find Donald.
That's okay, everyone. I know what to do. You, in the red, think of a number between 1 and 1,000.
Oh!
Janine, there you are. Where is Donald?
83.
Sorry to break it to you.
No.
But the most likely explanation is that he ran away.
What?
Are you sure?
Happens all the time.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah. I'd say half of the weddings I coordinate end in this exact way.
Let me try.
He's gotta be here. Excuse me.
That's the kitchen, not the exit. Ah.
Donald, where are you? Excuse me. Pardon me. Sorry. Oh, crap. Is there ice cream anywhere around here? Over here. Thanks. Oh, wow. It's freezing in here.
It is a freezer.
Donald? There you are. I thought you ran away.
No, I didn't. But after sitting in this freezer, I do have cold feet.
What the hell? This isn't funny. And where are your clothes? Don't tell me this is another one of your mystical experiences.
No, I'm just so hot.
Well, is there at least any ice cream in here?
No, but here's a stack of tofu bricks you can sit on with me. You're going to miss the whirling dervish.
He's wearing a long white dress to my wedding. I could care less about him. I can't believe you let him show up like that.
That's what they wear.
This is my wedding too, you know. I'm the one paying for it.
I know that all too well.
I just wish your weird new friends didn't hijack it.
I know. I'm sorry you married me.
Donald, why would you say that?
I'm a lame-o who can't even provide for his wife.
That's not what I was trying to say.
When I lost my job, I felt like I lost myself. I thought maybe I didn't want to be a payroll accountant anymore. But I wasn't sure what else to do. I admire you so much, I thought I'd try to do something in your realm. You're so smart and spiritual and limber. I wanted to be like that. That's when I started going to the gym and meditating. I met Rumi Jr. and he told me all about mysticism. Maybe, in a way, I wanted to outdo you if I could.
The crazy thing is, that's not at all what being a mystic is about. It's about ego death. It's about getting rid of the self in order to communicate with the universe. If you haven't noticed just from this wedding, being a mystic is like the most selfish thing you've ever done.
I was being really self-centered.
You were.
Get it? Self-centered. Because I centered myself spiritually.
Too soon.
Sorry.
I like you the way you are, babe. When I first saw you in my yoga studio, I was instantly drawn to you.
I was horrible in that class.
Exactly. You had no business being in an advanced Bikram yoga class. You couldn't even touch your kneecaps, let alone your toes. But you stayed the whole class and tried harder than anyone there. You were so sweaty and red. Kinda like now. That's what I love about you. You live in the moment, do things genuinely and fully, and you don't care how it looks to the rest of the world. I wish I was more like that.
Really?
And I'm proud of you for exploring mysticism, but I was scared it was going to take over, and there would no longer be room for me. Like you'd be more preoccupied with the meaning of life than watching trash TV with me.
That's what I hated about it too. Not enough love is blind.
And Rumi Jr. is an idiot.
He's the absolute worst. I can't stand him. I invited him here and now he's gone completely off the rails. I'm sorry I ruined our wedding.
You didn't ruin it. You said yes. Remember?
I love you. But I don't really want to be a mystic.
I don't want you to be a mystic either, bozo.
That's a relief. No matter how hard I try, I really can't communicate with the universe. I'm not even sure they speak English.
We can focus on speaking to each other.
People do change, even in a marriage.
They do, but let's evolve together, okay?
Also, I do love payroll. It's way more fun and nuanced than people think. You already know I'm a freak in those Google Sheets. Spreadsheets all day.
Okay. Let's get out of here before we turn into bride and groom popsicles.
Look, my lips can be your something blue.
Come here. I'm kind of excited about the medium that can talk to our dead relatives. I want to hear what my grandma thinks of my dress.
Are you sure you want to know? Because she was a blunt woman with questionable style.
I've got eyes on Beauty and the Beast. Over. There you two are. The medium was just about to start her spiritual summoning.
What divine timing.
Hello to the family and friends here with us in this life, and hello to those beyond. My name is Zelda, and I am a medium. I was called here to reach out to your most precious loved ones who have passed so that they could also be included in Alina and Donald's special day. I ask you, newlyweds, who shall I call for you?
I was wondering if you could talk to my grandma, Rose.
Oh, so I can only talk to the dead animals.
What? Hold on. Not people?
No.
Can you talk to alive animals?
No, only dead. Now, who would you like me to summon?
My neighbor growing up had a cat named Sparkle Tiger.
Sparkle Tiger, okay. Are you here with us, Sparkle Tiger? Oh, I hear you!
What? That's it? That's talking to dead animals?
I know what they are saying.
Can we get a translation?
That's an extra fee.
You gotta be kidding me.
Damn.
That dervish might have outshined me at my own wedding. Look at that beautiful man twirl that long white dress.
You want to get out of here?
Yes. And I'm taking the food everyone gave to the tree.
This episode of Don't Write Me Off, entitled Mystical Wedding, stars Eva Augustina Saina as Alina, Colin Conrad as Donald, Nadia Vasquez as Janine, Alessandro Canali as Rumi Jr., Jacob Tarkonish as the officiant, and Jerry Scholes as Grandpa. Mystical Wedding is a Lucky Broadcasting production written by Emma Jay, directed by Cole Gosley, with editing and sound design by Chase Anderson. A Lucky Broadcasting production